Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, and this morning's conversation is with Dan Matthews, Chief Information Officer of the U.S. Department of Transportation. And joining us in our conversation is Ron Rose. Dan, since you started at DOT, there have been some important changes in the CIO's office. The old task organization has moved into the organization, and people have been moved into new positions. Could you tell us about these changes?
Indeed, and thank you for asking, Paul. That perhaps is the most significant change in the CIO's office in the last 12 months. Early last fiscal year, the Deputy Secretary, Michael Jackson, ordered that task and the CIO's office become consolidated one into the other. Now, task was a very big organization for administrative services. Indeed, its name stands for Transportation Administration Service Center. A piece of task was known as the Information Technology Operations. That ITO organization has been collapsed into the CIO's office. The rest of task responsibilities have fallen to the Office of Administration, and for purposes of this conversation, I may refer to them as M. Now, ITO had an operational responsibility for IT in the Department of Transportation. The CIO's office was primarily a policy office, as well as doing back office support for the Office of the Secretary. If you remember, Paul, I mentioned them as one of the administrative modal type agencies. So they had a very small operational role. Last fiscal year, it was decided to merge the two together. In that merge, a lot of information technology operations capability was added to the Secretary's office. It is in that capacity that we envision the CIO's office will begin delivering infrastructure across the entire department to all of the modals, with the exception of the FAA. The FAA, of course, has a pretty well-defined IT infrastructure in its own. But across the rest of the department, the CIO shop will now be dealing with policy, investment review, as well as delivering infrastructure to the entire department.
Any lessons learned from those changes?
Well, change comes slowly, and change is always associated with stress, or perhaps it's stress is associated with change. But to be sure that there is always stress. One can never communicate enough. And certainly if there was a way to make everything perfectly clear and stress-free, we would endeavor to do that, both the operating agency CIOs as well as the departmental CIOs. But my biggest impression of the change is that it has been welcomed inside the department. The operating agencies all have responsibility to do regional support and all the regions, in essence, in every state, and certainly having a consolidated method of delivering that regional support is something that they can use. It is through that departmental CIO's office that that infrastructure support will eventually be driven.
Dan, traditionally at the DOT, the operating administrations have been given a lot of autonomy when it comes to information technology. The question is, do you see this as changing and those OAs being pulled closer in? And do you think the department can get better value from its IT dollar with that closer coordination?
Well, the short answer to the last part of the question is yes. The department most definitely will get a better return on its investment through this consolidation approach and also the investment review process. I want to talk just a little bit, if I can, Ron, about the autonomy that you mentioned. That autonomy I view really in two flavors. The first flavor is the autonomy to decide on their architecture, and the other is to decide on how best to solve a congressional mandate using IT. Taking the first part, the autonomy to decide what their infrastructure is, that autonomy needs to be consolidated across the department so that the departmental architecture delivers an IT infrastructure that agencies can count on to deliver services to their customers. A great example is the onslaught of web applications. There are many different architectures that can be delivered. However, if we deliver too many architectures, then the amount of resources necessary will consume all dollars just for maintenance of those environments. So we want to focus on the best methods of delivering such applications to citizens. That, incidentally, is one of the ways in which we will make the Department of Transportation a smarter and simpler system to use. On the other side is the operating administration's autonomy to deliver solutions for congressional mandates. I do not see the departmental CIO interfering with that autonomy. Indeed, that autonomy will continue. We will work from the departmental CIO's office. We will work with those operating agencies to help deliver an architecture that they can use in delivering those investments. We also want to work with them to ensure that the right money is delivered to the right programs, to deliver the right services for customers, and to deliver that using the right technology, be it web, be it PDAs, be it some kind of mainframe-based system.
How do you see the role, Dan, of the CIO's office at the DOT changing as you move forward?
The departmental CIO office, as we just discussed, has been consolidated with the ITO portion of TASC. That has demanded, in the present tense, for the departmental office to take more of a leadership role in the consolidation and the development of the architecture and in investment reviews. Once those policies, really the modernization blueprint, is up and running and institutionalized, I do think that the departmental CIO's office will have an ongoing day-to-day operational responsibility and then return to its policy origins. And I would envision that that's going to happen as we move into our new building that we talked about a little earlier. That new building is going to require a concerted effort for the department to move into, and our role, the departmental CIO's office role, in getting to consolidation to facilitate that move drives us in an operational manner currently.
In the recent wave of email-borne viruses, I understand the department fared very well. Could you tell us about that and any lessons learned?
Well, department fared well is an interesting phrase. I don't disagree with that, but believe me, that statement is temporal. As surely as we've invested a lot in security and virus protection and standing up our transportation Computer Security Operations Center, we are keenly aware that there's somebody out there that's writing a new virus to try and do some damage in the department. So we thank people for saying the Department of Transportation fared well. Certainly Kim Taylor, the deputy CIO, and Lisa Schlosser, who is the associate CIO for security, have done a bang-up job in that area. Do I take it as a sign of success? Again, that's transitory. In the current sense, yes, we are successful. But there is so much more to do with security that we are where we need to be at this particular point in time. There is much to still be done.
Dan, obviously security is a big challenge in any IT organization. And you've done a lot of work in that area. Can you give us a little bit of an idea of what you've done there and where you've been successful?
Well, standing up our Critical Resource Center is something that we need to continue to put emphasis on. Our TCIRC is looking across the entire department for security issues. That particular event or organization is going to continue to work across the department, and that is across the entire department that we're looking at security. We do see some issues that need strengthening. Internal attack is something that needs to be addressed, not just at the Department of Transportation, but quite frankly, the industry seems to be lagging in methods of tracking computer usage from internal to the organization. I believe the Department of Transportation, working with vendors, has to find a better way to do pattern recognition from the inside out. And I look forward to us addressing that over the course of the next several years.
And that leads me to my last question. What do you see as challenges for the Security Department moving forward?
Well, the Security Department and our program is in for an exciting time. We talked a little bit earlier about the Department of Transportation looking to move into a new building, and that will present issues for the security group. Security comes in two flavors, obviously, the information technology as well as the physical security. Moving into the new building gives us the opportunity to help fuse those two parts of security into a cohesive whole. I do believe that the new building needs our attention in several areas. The first is the physical structure and the IT structure, so that when someone's in the building, the same security used to get in the building also notifies the IT infrastructure that that person is there. Once they log on to the system, they should only have to log on once, and then all of their access should be granted to them across the system. And then another issue to be considered for the new building is wireless security. It's ever an issue in the marketplace. We will be using wireless technologies in that new building. We need to secure them, the communications across those wireless technologies. And I do think that that will be an area of growth and concentration over the course of the next 2 or 3 years.
It's an interesting point, especially about internal security. What is capital planning and why does it matter? We'll ask Dan Matthews, the Department of Transportation, for his perspective when the Business of Government Hour continues.